with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump's nominee for health secretary takes the Capitol Hill hot seat.
Ours has always been a family that has been involved in public service, and I look forward to continuing that tradition.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. before the Senate Finance Committee this morning, being questioned on a range of topics, including allegations he is anti-vaccine, something Kennedy insists that he is not. His views on abortion have also drawn fire from some in pro-life circles. Today is the first day of two hearings for Kennedy. Tomorrow he goes before a different Senate committee. The Biden White House didn't really seem to know what was going on, but from the Trump White House, we're getting some answers about the swarm of drones spotted repeatedly late last year.
The drones that were flying over New Jersey in large numbers were authorized to be flown by the FAA for research and various other reasons.
What kind of research and what other reasons, we don't know, but quoting Trump Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt, this was not the enemy. Also at SRNNews.com, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has been invited to the White House next week.
The visit comes as the United States is pressuring Israel and Hamas to continue a ceasefire that has paused the 15-month war in Gaza. The meeting would be a chance for Netanyahu to remind the world of long support he's received from Trump over the years. Netanyahu likely to encourage Trump not to hold up weapons deliveries the way the Biden administration did.
And that's correspondent John Scott. The Trump administration is offering buyouts to federal workers in a bid to shrink the size of the federal workforce. And a federal judge temporarily halting a Trump plan to freeze federal loans and grants pending a review of government spending. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow is trading about 28 points higher. This is SRN News. Target abandons the LGBT agenda.
Some say the giant retailer really got the ball rolling on what has come to be known as woke capitalism when it announced in 2014 that it would allow men who are living as women to use women's restrooms and changing rooms. Today, with the winds of changing blowing in the other direction, Target has announced it's joining a growing number of major companies who are pledging to quit pushing the LGBT agenda on customers and supporting left-wing causes. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A full-scale replica of the secret annex where Anne Frank penned her famous Holocaust diary is opened in New York City. The exhibit at the Center for Jewish History in Manhattan was unveiled Monday as the world marked International Holocaust Remembrance Day. This is the first time the annex has been completely recreated outside of Amsterdam, where a similar display is the centerpiece of the Anne Frank House Museum. This is SRN News. Speaker Mike Johnson signaled that Congress will impose conditions on aid to California after recent fires destroyed thousands of structures in Los Angeles.
In an interview, Speaker Johnson accused Democrats in the state for making, quote, decisions that made the disaster exponentially worse, and said Congress had a responsibility to ensure, quote, they follow common sense in California when aid is provided. Some Republican lawmakers have suggested refusing aid unless Democrats in the House agree to hike the debt limit. President Donald Trump, in a visit to California, said he wanted to require the state to impose a voter ID law before he signed a bill providing aid. Congressional appropriations often contain clauses that might withhold some funding unless certain parameters are met. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Federal Reserve policymakers are expected to hold the line on interest rates following their latest meeting, which wraps up today. Inflation still running above the Fed's 2% target range. More details at SRNNews.com.